Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Toldos, Tov Shin Pei Hei. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma Perek Chavav Pasuk Yud Dalet. No, I'm sorry. Perek Chavav Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayal Misham Ber Shavas Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayera Ilov Hashem Balayla Hu. Hashem appeared to Yitzchak Vayomer Anochi Elokei Avram Avicha. I am the God of Avram your father. Al Tira Kitcha Anochi Uverachticha. I'm going to bless you. Virbeisi Azaracha Ba'avur Avraham Avdi. Ba'avur, because of Avraham Avdi. Avram, my servant. And Rav Meir Simcha is going to focus on the word Avdi. And as we see, the other Mefarshim as well focus on this word. But it's Kedai, if you have time, to look at the Netziv on this whole Pasuk. He talks about why Hashem came Balayla, and what he has a different meaning in the word Ba'avur. The Netziv says, he said it already in Parshas Bereishis, and he says it later in the end of the Parsha Toldos. Bavur tevarachani nafshecha. Bavur always means there is a purpose for that person that I'm saying Ba'avur. Ba'avur Avram Avdi. The Netziv learns there is a tayalis for Avram. Different. He says that's the taish of the word Ba'avur. It's kedai to see inside a lesson l'doiris. But let us look at Rav Meir Simcha. Zokter Meir Simcha, we're going to see a few Rav Meir Simcha, few Meshech Chochmas negia to this inyan. Hinei. B'chayov koru ayavi. It's interesting, Rav Meir Simcha says that when Avram Avinu was alive, Hashem called him Oyavi, my beloved one. Now the truth is, Rav Dom points out, we don't find it behedja clearly anywhere in the Torah while Avram Avinu was alive that Hashem said Avram Oyavi. We find earlier ki yedativ. L'man asher tzaves b'adam b'espesei acharav. Kiyadativ is a loshon of chiba, a loshon of love, of belovedness. We find the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'ato Yisrael avdi Yaakov asher b'charticha zera Avram oyhavi. So we do find Avram Avinu is called oyhavi of Hashem, but Rav Meir Simcha says while he was alive he was referred to as oyhavi. Now, over there it doesn't say Avdi, it just says Avram. V'kan karu Avdi. But over here, he specifically referred to him as Avdi. Now, the truth is, if we take a look in Parshas Voeschanan, and the Pasuk, Voisechesel le'oyhavai, the pasuk in the Aseres Hadibras Perek Hey Pasuk Yud says the Meshech Chochma there b'moyrechelik Aleph Perek Nun Dalit ki soynai hema oivde avoydazara. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that what is a soynai of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Those who served Avram served avoydazara. V'chein nikra Avram oyavi. And therefore he says, that's why the Navi Yeshaya calls Avram my oyhev. It's the opposite of the soinei. The soinei, says the Rambam, are those who serve Avodah Zarah, but Avram Avinu, shehu arishayin asher hichik Avodah Zarah v'tohoseyem, v'hikir or pirsim yichud Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore, that's why Avram is called the oyhev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the soinim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, there are those who serve Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu, the first one to distance himself and to publicize and show the world that Avodah Zarah is false and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that's why he's called Oyavi. Ulezeh meduyek ha-kosev lo-yavai ze Avram Avinu. On this pasuk here in Aseres HaDibrois, it says, Hashem says, I do chesed, oy se chesed lo-yavai. Who's Oyavai, says the Mechilta, ze Avram Avinu. Says Rav Meir Simcha, L'shoimrei mitzvoy soy. Now, in the Torah, there's a Kri and a Ksiv here. The Kri is mitzvah soy, and the ksiv is mitzvah sov with a vav. That's why it's written. But you read it l'shaimrei mitzvah soy. So Rav Meir Simcha says, if it's l'shaimrei mitzvah soy, Hashem says, I do chesed lo'yavai to those who are beloved to me, and those who keep my mitzvahs. If it's the mitzvah sov, it's as if it says, keeps his mitzvahs. Who's his? So Zokter Meir Simcha, akriv aksiv ke'echa, they both mean the same thing here. Shekosuv alav, because what does it say about my oyhev Avram Avinu? L'man asher yitzav es bonav es beisei achro v'shamru derech Hashem, lasa yitztako mishpat, that he told his children and his family after them to do tztako u'mishpat. That's the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are tztako mishpat, v'shamru derech Hashem, shoimrei mitzvahsai. So says the Rav Meir Simcha, the mitzvahs of Hashem and the mitzvahs that Avram Avinu commanded his children to do are one and the same. So Shomrei Mitzvahsai and Shomrei Mitzvahsav are really one and the same. His mitzvahs, meaning what Avram commanded his children, are the mitzvahs of Hashem, are my mitzvahs as Hashem. V'zeh Shomrei Mitzvahsav shel Avram Avinu tztako mishpat. So the pasuk is saying, "Vayisachesel loyavayim du chesed to my oyavim." Who's that? Avram Avinu, l'shaimrei mitzvaysai, and his children who keep my mitzvahs, who are l'shaimrei mitzvaysav, who keep his mitzvahs v'shamru derech Hashem. But in this Remeir Simcha, we see that in that pasuk, that's the pasuk of ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav es beisei zbarav achrav. Ki yedativ is a lashon of chiba, I love him. That's where the pasuk says, Remeir Simcha is telling us, that's Avram Oyavi, that's Avram that I love, the Oyavi who said, v'shamrei mitzvaysai, to said v'shamru, as derech Hashem las yitztako mishpat. So again, we're putting together over here, that in that pasuk, Avram Avinu is called the Oyev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oyev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is back to our Remeir Simcha, Emeshe Chachma. V'hinei b'chayav karu Oyavi. And over here he calls him Avdi. Why does he call him Avdi? Hula harois. So Remeir Simcha says it's coming to show. Ki Avraham Aviv Avar Avoidas Karbonas. Why is it that all of a sudden Avram Avinu is referred to as my Eved? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give Yitzchak Avinu a message. Avram, my Eved. What's an Eved? An Eved doesn't avoida. What avoida? Avoida is HaKarbonus. Shebono mizbechois beveisel be'eloine mamre. Because he built mizbeach in Eloine mamre. Back in Parshas. Lech lecha. Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Zayin and Ches, Vayavram Baretz Al Mekayim Shechem Ad Elei Meire, Vayera Sham Al Avram, Vayivin Sham Mizbeach. Next pasuk, Vayetik Mishem Ara, Vayivin Sham Mizbeach La Hashem, Vayikra Bishem Hashem. Avram Avinu was being Mepharsei. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name by building Mizbechais in Eloine Mamre. Now, if you remember, I think it was that we learned the Meshech Chachma, wasn't klar from the Meshech Chachma that he actually brought karbanos on those mizbechais. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. If I remember correctly, we learned that Meshech Chachma. But here, Rameir Simcha is telling us that he was avad avidas karbanos. Avram Avinu did avidas karbanos with the mizbechais in Beisel and Eloine Mamre. So what's the problem? But we don't find Yitzchak Avinu was avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. V'hu eina oise mizbeach v'eina oive l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbanu Shalom was telling Yitzchak, Bavur Avram Avdi, Avram is my Eved, but I don't find you as my Eved. I don't see you building a mizbeach and bringing karbanos. She'ein avoida ela karbanos. V'hu eina oise mizbeach v'eina oive l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein avoida ela karbanos. Ulochein heivin Yitzchak ma sheher le'akadosh baruch hu. And therefore Yitzchak, Taka, understood. He got the message. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being ma'irer him. Therefore what? Vayiven sham mizbeach. So that's why the pasuk says, the next pasuk after this, Vayiven sham mizbeach, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. So that's why he built a mizbeach v'havein. Now the truth is, in the next piece, Remeir Simcha sort of explains why it was that Yitzchak delayed in making a mizbeach, And he writes in the next piece, Hine inyon binyan hamizbeach, hoye lefarsim hanavua ones, asher al zeh bona hamizbeach, v'chein karu sham shem hamizbeach, Hashem nisi, Hashem shalom uchayoytzeboy. Remeir Simcha says, the reason a mizbeach is built is to be mefarsim hanavua or ones. And that's why, in Shmois Yud Zayin, Tezvav, it says, Hashem nisi, call the mizbeach, Hashem nisi. It says in Shoftim, Hashem shalom. So, Zokter Meir Simcha v'hinei b'machze harishayno asher nevuy hayosh hirashu v'zaray kala aratz Yisrael. In the beginning of the parsha of this parakavav pasuk dalid, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't go down to Mitzrayim, stay here, and I'm going to be marbez aracha, and I'm going to give them kala aratz Yisrael. I'm going to give them all these lands. So by that nevuah, like Pirsa Maisab, Yitzchak Avinu didn't want to build the Mizbeach to be Mefarzim, to publicize this Nevuah. Ki hoya mefachin mipnei yoyshev aretz penyech rakinosim boy. He was afraid, he's going to make an announcement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's giving me all these lands, you're all going to be gone. He was afraid to do that. Maybe they'll get upset. But Yitzchak lo nilcha miyamav. Yitzchak wasn't a warrior. Yitzchak was a person who was a carbon Lashem. It was kulei Lashem. He didn't go out and fight wars. So he was nervous. What's he going to do if they attack him? Va'oid ki aya neged darkei hamusar. So Dr. Meir Simcha, it wasn't midos. Sher anshi arit shleimim hemitoi. Why is he starting up with them? V'yabit linchal artzam. Well, why is he starting up with them? They're very fine with him. They're shleimim hemitoi. No one's making trouble. And all of a sudden, he's already looking for ways to inherit their land. L'chein le'pirsa ma'mar azu v'le'bonim izbeach. And therefore, that's why. That is why he didn't build him izbeach. And that's why he didn't build a mizbeach. Loi came b'marashniya shaloi hiskeloi haretz. But now in this second nevuah that Hashem came to him b'layla, and he told him v'rechticha v'rbeisi zaracha v'avur Avram avdi. He didn't mention the land. He just said altira. So bona mizbeach u'pirsam ha'nevuah amare. So therefore he built the mizbeach, and he was mefarsem this mare. L'chein amru hinei roi reinu ki Hashem imach zel haizgalus kveid Hashem elav. So what does the next pasuk say? V'avimelech halach elav migrar. And he says, we want to make a peace treaty with you. Because roi reinu ki Hashem haya imach. Where did they see Hashem was with him? Because since he made a mizbeach, and he was mefarsim, that he got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, oh, we recognize the Rabbi Hashem was with you. So memela, we want to make a treaty v'havein. So, we have here two Meshechachmas. We have two Meshechachmas. We have two Meshechachmas that are explaining to us what's going on over here, Bavur Avram Avdi. The first one, Bavur Avram Avdi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked the name Avdi to tell him that you haven't served me. You haven't served me with a Mizbeach. Avram made a Mizbeach. And he served me with Avodas HaKarbonas and the Mizbeach. And he's not megalot to us why Yitzchak Avinu hadn't done it. But Yitzchak Avinu understood, and he built the Mizbeach in the next Pasuk. But the stress here is in why he said Avdi, my Eved. Rav Meir Simcha tells us that in other places Avram Avinu is Oyhavi. He's the Oyhev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yedativ, he's Oyhavi. He's the one who fought against Avodah Zarah. But here Hashem stressed Avdi, to hint to Yitzchak Avinu, I want you to build a Mizbeach. In the second piece, Vayimin Shem Mizbeach, here Rameir Simcha talks about a Mizbeach, not necessarily as a Mokam HaKarbonos, but the Mizbeach's job was to be mefarsem, to publicize some Mara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or some type of Nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he explains that in the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak, and he told him, I'm going to make you great, he also said, you're inherent the land. And therefore, Yitzchak Avinu didn't want to be mefarsim that. Number one, he didn't want to start up with them. He didn't want to start up with the umayis around him. Either he was afraid of them, and it was keneged darchei hamusar, so he wasn't mefarsim it. Mashenkin, in the second nevuah, all that happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, you can have a lot of children. That he was mefarsim. Once he was mefarsim that, the next pasuk tells us that Avimelech says, oh, we see Hashem is with you. Baharai, you had a nevuah. We want to make a peace treaty with you. V'havein. Two beautiful pieces from Meir Simcha. But let's see one more, Meshechachma and Avram Avdi. And this is a Meshechachma in Parshas Ba'al Yischa. So we already saw Oyhavi in Parshas Ba'eschanan. We saw here in Toldos to Shtiklach. And now we go to Ba'al Yischa. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuch of Ches. Yeshua says, Adoini Moshe, my master Moshe, kilo aim. Destroy them. Destroy them, Eldad and Medad, who were saying Nevuah. Zokter Meir Simcha there. Vine Shloisha Anoshim Nizkru B'Tayrash Enikra Avdi. There are three people in the Torah. It's very important, those words in the Torah, because in Nach, perhaps we have other people as well. But in the Torah, there's only three people who are called Avdi. Avraham Avdi, our Pasuk. Kalev Avdi, Bamidbar Yudalud Chavdalid. And Ba'avdi B'Moshe in Bamidbar Yud Bei Zayin. Why are those three people singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're called Avdi, my servant. Eile Shalayamru Lushumadam Adoini Oyavdecha. These are the three people who did not say to anyone else that you are my master or I am your slave, your servant. And since none of these people ever said to someone else, you are my master or I am your Eved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? They are Avdi because they're Kuloi, my Eved. Mashen Ken Yeshua in this pasuk said Adoini Moshe. He called Moshe Adoini, so therefore Yeshua is not called Avdi. So the truth is, before we go weiter, this really comes from a Sifri in Devarim, Perav Gimel, Kosuch Chavdalid. There are those who are called Avdi Hashem, and like I said, there's others the Sifri brings down. Different people who call themselves, I'm sorry, Eved of Hashem. And we find that David is called David Avdi and Melachim. So we do find others that are called Avdi. We find Vayomis Yeshua ben Nun Eved Hashem. It's not really Eved. We find others in the Medrash over there. So the Sifri over there has other people called Avdi. Yeshua, Yaakov, he says, also is called Avdi. So the Mefarshim say, you see here Meir Simcha specifically talking about Torah. About Torah. The only kasha is, he brings here, Rav Dom brings in Kaimitz Mamorim from Chatzkel Abramsky, that he brings B'Shem, he brings this Meshechachma, and he says, Uveni HaNechman, Mar Menachem Ezra, his son, Mar Menachem Ezra, Zechayin Lebracha, was Ma'irer, the Lechayra, in Shavuos, the Gemara in Shavuos, Tach Lamed Hei, says that there's a mandamer that says that all of the Shemus that are said by Avram Avinu are Kodesh. Whenever it says Adnos, Adai, and Anai is referring to Hashem, except for one that is Chol. Except for one that is chol, and that's in Parshas Vayera, when he said to them, in the beginning of Vayera, Vayomar Adonai no matzasi chei menecha nasaver me'al avdecha. So Rashi says the gadol shebehem amar. It's referring to, he was saying to the gadol shebehem, to the guests, to the malachim, because it's chol. And Rashi says dovracher kodeshu, he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chayra, Remer Simcha's Klal, only works if you hold that Lashon is also a Lashon of Kodesh, and not like the Mandomer and Shavuos, that it is Chol. Very Geshmaka Ha'arabai, Rabbi Nachum Ezra Abramsky, Zichrayna Levracha. But the aside here, says Remer Simcha, is that those who never refer to someone else as my master, or I'm your Eved, is called Avdi. And he brings a Meridik Araya. And I want to say over this Raya, because it's an insight into the Gemara. Gemara that perhaps many of us know in Brachas, but I think there's a Knech here that Rav Simcha is bringing out, that as we'll see is not his own Chiddush. Uchamaisha Amru, the Gemara in Brachas says, Shalei ra'atzu lehazkir malchus shamayim eitzel malchus basar v'dam. That they did not want to say malchus shamayim eitzel malchus basar v'dam. That when you mention malchus basar v'dam, you don't mention malchus shamayim. Where does the Gemara say that? So the Gemara is in Daf Mem Tes in Brachas, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking about the Brachas of benching, and the Gemara says, here's the Gemara here. The Gemara says that the bracha v'atayva hametiv, the bracha v'atayva hametiv needs malchus, meaning you have to say baruch atah Hashem lekenu melech ha'ilam, like we do. Why am I not seeing the Gemara here? Here we go. Amar Rav Bachana Rabbi Yechanan, towards the bottom. Atayva Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. Correct the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, Kol Bracha Shema Malchus Leishma Bracha. A bracha that doesn't have Melech in it, Hashem Lekenu. Melech Ha'ilam is not a bracha. Aye, Rabbi Yechanan already said it. Amar Rav Zeira Loimer Shetzricha Shtei Malchiyois. You need to say Melech twice in the bracha of Atayva Meitiv. Why? Chada Dida, one for the bracha itself. The Chada Debayni Rishalayim. And one you need for the bracha of Rachem that didn't have a melech in it. Rachem doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'ilam, and just at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ba'inei V'Rachem Avishalayim. Frak de Gemara. Yachini Boitzlas. Chada de Dei, V'chada de Ba'inei Yishalayim, V'chada de Birchas Ha'aretz. So L'chay Yishini 3, because what happened to Noida L'cha also doesn't have a melech. My time. Why does Noida L'cha not start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? Because anytime you have a bracha that's near another bracha, you don't start like all of Shemoneh Esrei is like that. Since it's near the bracha right before it, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hazonas Ha'olam starts with it. Then we say Baruch Atah Hashem Hazonas Ha'kol, and Noida L'cha is right next to it, so it doesn't start with a Baruch Atah Hashem, so it doesn't need a melech. So Gemara says, what do you mean? So Bain Yerushalayim nami loisi boi. Dabli bracha smucha lechaberta. Bain Yerushalayim also shouldn't need melech because it's also samuch tal haaretz v'alamazon. So what exactly do you need a melech in to make up this malchus for it? So Gemara says, you're right. Tuadin dafilu Bain Yerushalayim nami loisi boi. You're right. Bain Yerushalayim doesn't need malchus. Ela aidi the Amar Malchus Beis David, but the problem is, since in Bain Yerushalayim we mention Malchus Beis David, Lavoi Rechara Duloy Amar Malchus Shamayim, it's not Derech Eretz not to say Malchus Shamayim in the Bracha of Bain Yerushalayim. So therefore, really according to the rules of Brachas, it doesn't need a Melech. It's Smucha Lechaverta. But since we're going to mention Malchus Beis David, Mishichecha, so what exactly, why are we need to mention, it's not Derech Eretz not to mention Malchus Shamayim. So since we should have mentioned Malchus Shamayim in Rachem, and we didn't, so now we have an extra melech in Atayva HaMeitiv. So the Kasha is, the Chayra, the Gemara, is a little bit sussum here. What do you mean? So why didn't we mention Malchus Shamayim in Rachem? Why do you have to wait till Atayva HaMeitiv? If the whole reason you need a Malchus is because you mentioned Malchus Beis David, and therefore it's not Oirach Arad not to mention Malchus Shemaim, so put Malchus Shemaim in Rachem. So Zogt the Rosh over here, as he's saying it, he writes, Kevon de Tiknu Malchus Beis David and Shalayim Roy Lahaskar Gaunka Malchus Shal Oilam. So the Rosh adds in a knech here, and that is that since you're right, we wanted the whole vart again. It says Malchus Beis David. Derech Eretz, we should say Malchus Shamayim. But Zok the Rosh, but we can't put them next to each other. It sounds like they're equating them. So we have a problem. It's not Eirach Aaron not to Malchus Shemayim, but it's not proper to say it here either. So therefore we have to make it up in HaToiva HaMeitiv. That's the Lashon of the Rush. That's why we say Avinu Malkeinu in HaToiva HaMeitiv. And that's what the Meir Simcha is pointing out over here. It's not, they didn't want to put Malchus Shemayim next to Malchus Basar Adam. And therefore the same thing. Any person who called himself an Eved to someone else but the Rabbeinu Shalom, or called someone else my Adin but the Rabbeinu Shalom, Zakhtar Meir Simcha, he cannot be called Avdi. Because you can't have two Avadim. You can't have an Eved to both. Shalei Ratzu Lazka Malchus Shemayach Eicha Malchus Basav Adam. V'chein Ba'aron L'nizkar Avdi L'vishamar Adoini L'moshe Shmoy Islam Ebeis Chavbeis. By the eagle over there, he called Moshe Adoini. So therefore Aaron didn't have it either. So here we have Meir Simcha over here in Parshas, the Haloischa, not explaining to us exactly why it is that in here in Parshas told us is the place Avram is called Avdi, but this is one of the people who are called Avdi because he did not call anyone else his master or him an Eved and anyone else. So, Baruch Hashem, we had many different facets here to this pasuk of Avdi, why here it says Avdi, what's Pshat in the Mizbeach? What's Pshat Avram Ayavi and Veschanan? Why Avram is called Avdi together with Avdi Moshe and Kalev Avdi? Those are the only three in the Torah called Avdi. This is the Shtiklach from Meir Simcha. Mosuk Midvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.